This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Constant development is something we've all come to associate with Kuala Lumpur. But an art installation project called Test Tana by Davinder Singh engages with the idea of overdevelopment by literally taking the art to sites around the city that are being developed. Test Tana is currently being shown on the rooftop of the Motau artist-run space. And Davinder is here with me today. How are you?
Hi, fine.
Thank you. Tell me what Test Tana is.
Test Tana was basically a project which I started back in 2016 when I was I had a studio in quite an old place in KL, Razak Mansion. I'm not sure if many of y'all, I'm sure you guys have heard it, but yeah, so I had a studio there, and so initially we got this notice from DBKL that whole area was going to be redeveloped, and so I had this whole thought of, like, you know, that this place is no longer going to be here and then something else is going to be rebuilt. So I thought of, like, doing something to commemorate that whole space which I had. And this was the whole idea of Test Tana was the cranes, you know, the mm-hmm. tower cranes which I've showcased at Motau at the moment. So those were, like, you know, they're quite prominent structures, you know, around KL. Yeah,
very common, very associated common with site. Construction. Yeah, yeah.
So, and this, and I do, I grew up, you know, in a very industrial area of town. So I had this machinery, this whole thing. And the structures which I had, so the whole idea of it was using the cranes as a subject matter, you know, to say whatever I wanted to say, in a sense of, like, you know, look, we are going to lose this place and it's going to be replaced by this. So it was quite a sentimental project in a way. It was quite, because I was quite close to that whole area. I grew up in that area. So it was quite sad to see, you know, to see it gone. So that's how the whole project came by.
So the title Test Tana, mm-hmm. it relates to an actual process that you know, developers have to go through before developing an area, mm-hmm. right?
That's the most initial basic process. Mm-hmm.
So why did you decide to name your project that?
Because I think my works are quite pretty fundamental, very very basic, and I use very fundamental elements in art. You know, so it's always space. There's always, you know, line, composition, and all that stuff. But with Test Tana, I think it was just an interesting title, which I think is quite catchy at the same time. So, and you know, you see it everywhere. You know, you see this test tun, this soil test machines. You know, they're drilling and digging, and you can, you know, it's quite a common sight. Mm. So I think Test Tana was just something which, you know, brewed up in my head, and yeah, I decided to use it.
Your project, Test Tana, mm-hmm. what is it made up of? What will we see when we come to the exhibition?
You will basically see, like, five structures, you know, like, it's made out of acrylic. So the content of these five little cases, which I call it, there's water in it, there's soil, there's salt, there's yellow and red pigment. So I've used these four colours in a sense, like, you know, the water is another transparent, I call it colour as well, you know, but so the reason why behind the red, yellow, black, and white, I think, is because I've used a lot of alchemical symbolism in my work, and so those are the four basic processes where, in you know, you use for this. How do I say this? It's like you use, like, there's filtration.
Yeah.
You know, there's filtration and then there's distillation and all that stuff. So I try to combine that two ideas, but using just the colours, not the whole process of it, but just using the basic colours that represent these processes. So each crane has that individual thing, you know.
Mm. For something that is art, mm-hmm. In terms of the elements, in terms of what it looks like, it's very it's very science-y, isn't it? It has, you know, it reminds me of things like engineering, obviously, because it's commenting on construction. Is that something that you are interested in, that sort of science aspect of things?
I think it comes subconsciously. It doesn't, I don't really think of it like, you know, I should do this, you know, in order to say this. But then again, probably I think it's just this whole looking back to my past, you know, looking at this, and as I said, during my growing up days in, you know, the industrial parts of KL. So I'm pretty much used to this. So I think it subconsciously come to my mind to use this sort of material, you know, like a very industrial material. I use like a lot of building material.
Is that common in your other artworks?
Yes, I've been using it since, I think, when I went to uni, when I was in Cardiff, and that's when I started exploring with a lot of industrial material like glass, metal, soil, you know, all that stuff. And I think it just eventually became something, I got comfortable with it, and I knew how to use it, and so it was just that was the beginning, and then I just continue experimenting with it, and I still am.
And you've been, you've actually been working on this since around 2016, mm-hmm. But this is the first time that you're actually exhibiting it to the public.
Yes.
What kind of work, and what was the process that has taken it to this point?
It was work in progress, in a sense. 2016, I didn't use the full lineup of my works. Like, you know, I just chose two, and I went around around KL areas, like, you know, which are going to be redeveloped. So I just showcased them, like I document them, and before and after. So how things were and how things are right now. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that on and off. But other than that, this is, I think, Motau. And they were kind enough to allow me to, you know, to do this, in a sense, because we've known each other for quite some time, and we came from the same college, the guys who run it. So they gave me a chance. They said, well, sure, do it. Why not? This whole idea of having a solo show has been around since 2017. I wanted to do it sooner, but then again, because I was restricted to certain things, in a sense, you know, it was really difficult to get a proper venue for this sort of works, you know, because galleries like works which are easy, mm-hmm. you know, and this is a bit hard to handle. And of course, the commercial value is not there as much as a painting.
And this is the full work, basically.
This is the full lineup. Yeah. This is the whole. And with an additional new work, which is the wheelbarrow.
Yes. So yeah. I wasn't sure, is the wheelbarrow part of Testana?
No, it's not. It was just something, it was like a communicative piece in between what's around and with the cranes. So I just wanted to have a little dark sense of humor there.
Yeah. From the photos, because I haven't had a chance to see it yet, mm-hmm. from the photos, it's quite an emotive sort of experience, right? Being on the rooftop of this building, mm-hmm. you can see the skyline, mm-hmm. and then your work is there.
And then you can see everything else around
yes,
it.
Yes, that's
can see
right.
This huge piece of building which is being constructed at the moment.
Yeah, and you can't, you know, from certain angles, your crane looks like it's part of the skyline as well.
It is, but, you know, it doesn't directly show that, you know, because it's not that, you know, it's
yes.
just something just to contrast and complement, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
So how do you anticipate or expect the audience to interact and take in this work?
I just want people to realize that, you know, this is happening around us, and we, in a way, we can't do something directly, but indirectly, I'm sure we can come up with something, and probably not even like doing directly protesting or what, but I'm sure we can educate people that the consequences of overdevelopment is going to at the end take over, and our local people are going to, not say our local people, but I think people around the world are going to, you know, feel how...
Because it's quite a common urban experience, isn't it? I mean, yes, it's happening in KL, but...
It is. You see it everywhere. It's just not in KL.
Yeah. Mm. I understand that you're also planning to take the installation to different parts of KL.
Yes. At the moment, after Motau, after this exhibition is going to be over, we're going to do a little tour around KL. Hopefully, there's another venue which I've yet to confirm. But before that, we're going to have this little walkthrough. So we're going to push the cranes around Petaling Street area and document and video it. So that's going to be interesting. So that's going to be done after midnight.
So when you do take it around KL, you mm-hmm. know, are there particular sites or particular kinds of spaces that you're looking for?
Mm-hmm. Of course, if I get a chance to exhibit around inside the space where the construction is going on, it'll be even better. But then again, getting approval and from the authorities yeah. is not easy. So that's why it's more easier for me to just get it off my truck, place it there, take a picture, leave, and go move on to the next location. Yeah. So at least I have that whole idea of the process that you can see that, okay, it's been here and here and here. And probably in 10 years' time, you can see like, oh, from the picture, this place is no longer the same,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah, so it's just very basic documentation, but I think it's in a way important for me.
And for a work that yeah. has so many components mm-hmm. and so many, you know, there's soil and mm-hmm. and there's liquid and mm-hmm. all this. What is the process of putting it together and then moving it from place to place?
Mm. Yes, it's a bit, it's quite troublesome, but then again, it's fun at the same time because once you get everything up and running and, you know, you're just moving it around. So it gets, it's more of like an engaging thing. You know, you engage with it. You're pushing this thing and people, you tend to get reactions from public. Like when I was doing this, like the first time I did, there's a lot of people who came and I was like, what are you doing? You know, what is this thing?
While you're setting up.
While I'm setting up. Mm. And then once I did it and then they saw the whole structure being set up and then they would be like, oh, okay. So this is representing that. And say, yes. So it becomes quite literal, but then again, while I'm like, before it's been set up, you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Davinder.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
I've been speaking to artist Davinder Singh, whose art installation called Testana is currently showing on the rooftop of the Motau artist-run space in Kuala Lumpur until the 21st of June. There is going to be a walkthrough of the work this Saturday for the 1st of June at 6:30 p.m. And Davinder will be there to walk you through the work itself, and it's open to the public. Visits otherwise are by appointment. You can call 012-666-124. You can also look up Motau on Facebook. If you missed any part of this interview or our previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our website, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.